89.7 NPR News. But now they're also changing the way we operate. Sustaining members give monthly, and their memberships renew automatically. Because of that, sustaining members reduce the cost of mailings associated with yearly renewals. You never have to renew your membership. It renews automatically. This means we can depend on you the way you depend on us to bring you the news every day. Please make your call of support now. Take advantage of this dollar-for-dollar match. Call 1-866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org.
And the sustaining giving program, a very manageable way to make a leadership level gift to 897 NPR News at from $500 or perhaps $1,000 when you have us deduct maybe $50 a month or $1,000 a month from your credit card. Think about that option as well. You're listening to WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org. Seconds remaining on this dollar for dollar match. Call right now 1-866-897-9678.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. economic growth sped up at the end of the year. Commerce Department figures show a 2.8% annual growth rate, but for the whole year 2011, the growth rate is the slowest since the recession. Economist Hugh Johnson says he expects further growth this year.
But it'll still be slow growth. This economy is recovering, but it's recovering at a very slow pace.
New GDP figures reflect much higher auto sales, but Johnson says consumers are holding back in other areas as their wages remain flat. Russia says it will not support a new draft UN Security Council resolution on Syria. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Moscow, Russia expresses concerns about the wording.
The new draft resolution reportedly calls for a political transition in Syria, for President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power to his deputy to set up a unity government. But Interfax news agency here in Moscow quotes Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov as saying Russia cannot support Assad's departure in any Security Council resolution. Gatilov says the draft also talks about unspecified additional measures in case of Syria's noncompliance. Russia believes that could open the door to foreign military intervention, something it has strongly opposed in earlier draft resolutions. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Moscow.
The formal debates are over until the Florida primary on Tuesday. In the final debate last night, Republican presidential hopefuls Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich attacked each other ferociously. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the fiery two-hour exchange.
The back and forth was relentless. Romney called Gingrich's behavior inexcusable. Gingrich called Romney's language offensive. And that was just on immigration. When the debate turned to the home foreclosure crisis, Romney said Gingrich was wrong to do work for the housing giant Freddie Mac.
Speaker Gingrich was hired by Freddie Mac to promote them, influence other people throughout Washington, encouraging them to not to dismantle these two entities. I think that was an enormous mistake. I think instead we should have had a whistleblower and not a horn tutor.
Gingrich hit back, saying Romney owns shares of Fannie and Freddie. Romney replied that Gingrich should check his own investments because he's in the same situation. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Jacksonville, Florida.
At times almost lost in the tussle between Romney and Gingrich, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum, who have their sights set on other states, but Santorum nearly exploded in frustration at one point.
Can we set aside that Newt was a member of Congress and used the skills that he developed as a member of Congress to go out and advise companies, and that's not the worst thing in the world, and that Mitt Romney is a wealthy guy because he worked hard and he's going out and working hard, and you should guys leave that alone and focus on the issue.
As for Paul, he made light of Gingrich's proposal to colonize the moon.
I don't think we should go to the moon. I think we maybe should send some politicians up there on time.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org.
Good morning. It's 10:04. I'm Debbie Holmes, WOSU News. The fire department in Cincinnati says at least 11 people may have been injured in a partial collapse at a casino construction site. A fire spokeswoman says initial reports don't indicate how serious the injuries may be. The casino is being developed by Rock Gaming in partnership with Caesars Entertainment. A project spokeswoman says officials are assessing the situation. Here in Columbus, spokesman for the Penn National Gaming Casino, Bob Tenenbaum, says there is no rush to construct the casinos. Tenenbaum says the Hollywood Casino in Columbus on the west side, under construction by Smoot, is going smoothly and not in a rush to be completed.
We don't do business that way. We have construction schedules. We're on schedule. We're actually ahead of schedule on both casinos, but we have an enormous amount of confidence in our general contractors.
A partial collapse of a garage at another Ohio casino under construction occurred last month. That casino in Cleveland is like Cincinnati, being developed by the Rock Gaming Caesars partnership. No one was injured in that collapse. The National Weather Service is reporting minor flooding along the Grand River in northeast Ohio and the Scioto River in southern Ohio. The heavy downpours have closed a road in Cincinnati's Price Hill area, where officials are worried about a possible mudslide. Governor John Kasich appears dismissive of a proposed constitutional amendment giving workers covered by labor contracts the option of not joining the union or paying dues. He told reporters at an Associated Press forum he doesn't think the public is prepared for the idea or understands the issue. Rain and snow possible for this morning, high today of 40, a chance of snow tonight, low of 30. And right now, 37 degrees with a light rain. I'm Debbie Holmes, WOSU News.
Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our winter membership drive, and we'll get back to that in a few minutes. Politicians know it, and so do you. The economy is all that really matters these days, and how we respond as individuals to the economy is what Jonathan Pond is all about. Jonathan Pond is one of America's most respected financial commentators and investment managers. In his PBS specials, Jonathan has taught millions of Americans how to make the most of their money. He is widely sought as an objective and entertaining observer of the investing and personal financial planning scene and has made regular national appearances on all of the network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and over 50 appearances on NBC's Today Show. Joining us now to talk about what he calls the new affluence and how to achieve it is Jonathan Pond. Welcome, Jonathan.
Well, thank you for having me, Ann.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our winter membership drive. Remember, listener support, your support, is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $4,000. We can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. For a pledge at the $60 level, we'll send you Jonathan's book, The New Affluence. The subtitle of the book is Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. And for that pledge of $60, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order online. But you can get The New Affluence right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. We have other things to talk about later on, but right now, Jonathan, so glad to have you back to the show.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back.
We started talking about the new affluence well, more than 2 years ago now, and I was wondering, even since the fall, has that changed at all?
Well, it I think it is changing with respect to the economy and the investment markets, which are reacting to the economy. It's looking a little more upbeat. Last year, stocks went nowhere. Foreign stocks had a horrible year, and that has turned around. And one of the reasons it's turned around is that the outlook for bonds is not so bright now. Bonds had a good year in 2011, which was a surprise, and now it's not that attractive. Interest rates are so low, they can't go much lower, so investors are tending to move their money away from bonds and into stocks, and we'll talk a lot about that later on. Suffice it to say, though, that stocks are having a very good January, and that's often a pretty reliable harbinger of how they'll do this year for the whole year.
You know, every time I talk to you over the past couple years, there's been a lot of change, and most of it's been bad news. The Dow Jones Industrial, like last fall, that 2011 decline was erased. That changed again, most credited at the time the European Union's plan to address the region's debt crisis. And since then, it looks like only Germany has escaped that crisis unscathed. Is that the sort of news we should be paying attention to when we consider our individual wealth?
Well, I think that is an important consideration. It's an overhang. Assuming that the U.S. economy continues to improve, albeit very, very slowly, the big overhang is Europe and China, for that matter. Now, China has had some recent surprisingly good growth rates, but China has an issue with their housing bubble, which makes the housing bubble, which essentially caused Japan a couple of decades of angst, and our housing bubble, which caused us a lot of angst. It's huge compared with Japan and the U.S. So there's something else that could happen. However, at any time, Ann, you can look at the whole scenario and come up with a lot of reasons why things could come unglued. I don't think they're going to come unglued, and I would suggest that investors, as I talk about in the new affluence, and one of the things I talk about in the other thank you gifts, is not worrying so much about what's going to happen now. Now, I'll talk about what I think is going to happen over the next year, but 10 years from now, here's a case in point.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now, you're going to look at 2012. A lot of people say, oh, you know, home ownership is a drag. It's better to be a renter than a homeowner. I tell my kids this. 10 years from now, you're going to look back at 2012 and say, wow, wasn't that an astoundingly good time to buy a home? And yet people are saying, well, they might, you know, it might decline in value. Some of them, you know, some markets, it's still declining. Who cares what happens over the next year? One of my roles is to get you to think well into the future. And believe, I don't think it takes a genius to suggest that 10 years from now, housing will have rebounded smartly, and you look back at sub 4% mortgage rates, if you can qualify, it's not easy these days, and depressed housing prices, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable the opportunity if you're willing to take that chance right now. That who cares? If you buy a house and it declines another 5 or 10%, you don't get into a house for a quick gain, but you hope it will be a reasonably good investment, and that's what it will be.
I mean,
the same with stocks.
What's changed is there was a day when you could get into housing for a quick buck, but those days are over with,
yeah,
at least for now.
And the ones that did it that way or used their house as a personal piggy bank, mm-hmm, are suffering now. Housing historically has risen about 1% or maybe 2% in excess of the inflation rate. And that's how it was. That's why our parents may have sold their houses, you know, for not a whole lot more. They didn't double or triple their money when they sold them. Well, if you go back 10 or 15 years and look at housing prices 10 or 15 years ago and look at where they are now, they've been rising on average of 1% to 2% in excess of inflation. We just had a huge correction because it was a huge bubble.
I just want to remind folks, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. My guest is Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. Jonathan is offering 3 thank you gifts to you and a great combo package this hour. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for anyone and any budget. And each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. As I said earlier, at the $60 pledge level, Jonathan Pond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. It's revised and updated version of The New Affluence book. Also at the $120 level, a choice of Your Lifetime Financial Planner or Your Investment Roadmap. Both are one-of-a-kind, personalized, and confidential reports that provide analysis, guidance, and recommendations on all important areas of your financial life. Jonathan, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the Lifetime Financial Planner at the $120 pledge level?
Oh, certainly. This is my life for the past 25 years, and what it is a process. You receive a questionnaire. It's easy to fill out after you make your pledge. Fill it out. It's entirely confidential. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to put your name or address on it, and send it back to me, and I will send you a report that is one of a kind, personalized. And the Lifetime Financial Planner, there are two reports. One is the Investment Roadmap Lifetime Financial Planner. And with respect to the Lifetime Financial Planner, it looks at all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, for example. Managing your debt rather than having your debt manage you, and getting out of debt if that's a challenge for you. Buying a home, as I talked about. If you already own a home, I don't waste your time with it. Minimizing your income taxes, preparing for retirement, or if you're already retired, thriving throughout your retirement years. The reports for retirees are completely different than those for us working stiffs. Planning your estate. If you've got kids to educate, like I do, unfortunately, I talk about that and how to get over that hurdle. If you don't have kids to educate, again, I don't waste your time with it. So these are truly one-of-a-kind reports. There's nothing like them anywhere. It doesn't one of the big financial firms got hold of this and through their public television station, and they wrote me kind of a nasty letter saying, you could put us out of business with the advice you provide there. And what reading between the lines, the advice was objective. I wasn't trying to sell them anything. I'm not going to try to sell you anything here other than picking up the phone. And the Lifetime Financial Planner is available at the $120 level, a wonderful way to say thank you to everything that 89.7 NPR News does for you. But the number is 866-897-9678. And at that level, $120, you can receive the Lifetime Financial Planner as well as my book. And both of these, as Ann has said, are exclusive to public broadcasting.
614-292-8513 is the number to call if you'd like to speak with Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. If you want to make that pledge right now, 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. Rod in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. I appreciate you putting this program on, by the way, and I appreciate Mr. Pond's advice. What I wanted to do was inject a little reality into this. Basically, and like I said, I don't know how many people are in my situation, but I'm college educated, was working a fairly good job, 10 years ago or so. But I'm earning minimum wage right now, and my credit rating's in the 600s, low 600s. And frankly, I just want to say, the reason that, the housing prices are so low is that nobody can afford to buy a house right now. What sort of advice would you give somebody like me?
Well, thank you, Rod, and I don't mean to and never mean ignore the issues and challenges so many people are having these days. It's a very difficult time for those who are unemployed or underemployed, and one can hope that the resurgent economy will help, as it is starting to do, but it's just agonizingly slow to get you back on a firmer footing and allow you to increase your credit rating and perhaps buy a home. It's there's no magic bullet here, but it's something that so many people are going through, and it's hard to be able to say, well, this is what you need to do. I could say, well, make finding a job, a full-time job right now. Well, I'm sure Rod is doing that. So but that's the key. The key is to get back to where you're more fully employed, and don't do as so many have done, and that's just flat out leave the workforce, as happened last month in Ohio, according to a recent report.
Mm-hmm.
Many people just gave up. Don't give up.
Rod?
Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay. You have a good day.
And
thanks,
good luck.
Rod. Thanks for listening. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you want to speak with Jonathan Pond, if you want to make that pledge, as did Sarah in Worthington and Beth in Columbus. You can call 1-866-897-9678. We have $3,800 to go this hour. Make the call now. Show your support. Like most things these days, All Sides is not free. The programming you get on WOSU 89.7 NPR News is not free. We need your help. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now, because this is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and we need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations that All Sides brings to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people like Jonathan Pond, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for 40 minutes or an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and make that pledge on our secure server there. 1-866-897-9678. So, Jonathan, going back to what Rod had to say, there are lots of people who have been unemployed for more than 6 months, or now we know 18, 24, 3 years now. Plenty of people have been tapping into their 401ks because it's all they have left, or other retirement style investments. I've asked you this before, but should people lose the house or tap into those sources?
When
kind of the lady or the tiger.
Yeah, that's true. I think if you have the choice, part of it depends on what your house will fetch. If you're underwater on the house, you're pretty much stuck with it. It's a Hobson's choice. There's no question. But if you have the house and expect to be able to hold on to it, and maybe you've got a family living there, and you can avoid the disruption, I would say, if push comes to shove, tap into your retirement savings plans, but recognize also that when you tap into them, there's likely to be a 10% penalty. You can borrow from the plans, although that would be difficult if you're between jobs. And you tap into them, and you're going to pay taxes and a 10% penalty, so you could be paying 35% in taxes and penalty for the privilege of withdrawing the money. It is terribly unfortunate what so many people, talented people, are having to go through.
To what extent should people protect that credit score right now?
Well, I mean, that's another victim, if you will, mm-hmm. of people going through tough economic times, because they start to slow down on paying their bills. And if that's the case, you can rebuild it. I mean, you have to look toward the future, and you have to look toward a better future. You cannot give up. I'm reminded, I can paraphrase it, but what Churchill said, amidst all of the challenges that the people in Great Britain were suffering during World War II, and the bombings in particular, and just never, never, never give up. And that's the situation. You got to have a better outlook toward the future, but that could be sacrificed as well. You know, the bad credit rating, it can be restored. Your financial well-being can be restored, and that's what people have to confront. I mean, it's more than the 8% you hear about. There's an awful lot of hurt there, and I would say it's closer to 20 or 25% of the population. And that's of no solace to anyone who's going through it, certainly, but it's a challenge.
Thanks to Kate in Dublin. We have $3,580 to go. Thanks to Kate for stepping up to the plate, because as we've been talking about, a lot of people can't afford to give. They just can't afford it. We need the folks who can to step up. make their pledge right now, and whatever anyone can afford to give, we support and we appreciate. 1-866-897-9678. I am told that our phone room, where there are real live people from Central Ohio waiting to take your calls, is quiet right now. This is a great time to call and make your pledge. So is the phone lines, though, in the studio. Quiet as a mouse. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, the number is 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Any gift of $60 or more gets the WOSU member card. I use mine all the time. I highly recommend that. It's a great deal, a great opportunity to show that you support your local public radio station as well. 89.7 NPR News. It's good for discounts at more than 200 restaurants and attractions. So that's a great thing to get, a very prudent use of your precious $60. Email from Lou. I am interested in finding a fee-only financial planner and have a list of local fee-only offices. What kind of questions should I be asking a prospective planner when deciding on who to choose? Is there a criteria the planner should meet so I know they are a good fit? Also, I know Jonathan does financial planning, and I'm interested as to why he only accepts clients with more than $500,000 of assets.
Okay. Well, Lou, to answer the second question first, I have a limited time to handle clients. I don't have many of them, and hence I have to impose that minimum, which is not unusual in this business. As far as the kinds of questions to ask, you can go to a variety of websites, including one that I think is a good one that has a questionnaire. It's NAPFA, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. They're fee-only advisors. I believe it's NAPFA, NAPFA.org, and they'll have a questionnaire. I think the main issue is that there be a good fit between what you are wanting to do and the approach that these people take, and make sure they're dealing with well-known custodians. We've all heard of some problems in the past where these custodians have problems. So they should be dealing with very well-known custodians, and the custodians are the brokers, in essence, that house your money. Fidelity does it, Schwab does it, a variety of very strong outfits. It's an important decision. And also, the main way people in my business get business is by referral. So if you have acquaintances that are in a similar situation to you that have a financial advisor or investment advisor that they like, by all means, give them a call and see how it might work for them, for you. Thank you, Lou.
614-292-8513 is the number to call if you'd like to speak with Jonathan Pond. You can also email us, as did Lou, at allsides@wosu.org. Also, folks, we will post that website that Jonathan just mentioned, NAPFA.org. We'll post it at our website at wosu.org/allsides, so you don't have to worry about remembering that. If you want to make your pledge, 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. 1-866-897-9678.
You know, now that Lou is asking about investing, and perhaps we should go to the investment roadmap, which is a second
right
kind of questionnaire-based report that we have.
Okay, well, first, just to remind people, at the pledge of $120, you can pick up your Lifetime Financial Planner. We talked about that earlier. That's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond, which, by the way, is something that he does for public media, which is one of the reasons why he doesn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
He does these all. He and his folks are working on these all the time. You will fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond will send you a personalized financial planner. That's for the pledge of $120. Get your finances. Well, and then there is the your investment roadmap at the $120 pledge level. Tell them about that, Jonathan.
Okay, and Lou, listen up to this, because whether those of you have an investment advisor or not, as a matter of fact, the majority of people who take advantage of the investment roadmap already have an advisor, and they're simply you know, wanting a second opinion, which I think makes a lot of sense. But what this does, it's also based on a questionnaire. Fill out the questionnaire. Give me some ideas about your investments. But the questionnaires are easy to fill out. They take about a half hour to complete. You don't have to dig up a bunch of information and spend, well, you know, waste a weekend doing it. And send me the questionnaire either by email or mail, and I'll send you a report by email or mail. Doesn't matter. It's your choice. And this report provides my recommendation of how you should be diversifying your money. It recommends specific no-load, that means no commission, mutual funds that are specific to your circumstances. There's nothing like this anywhere. You know, you go to these financial firms or brokerage firms or mutual fund companies, they all put everybody into the same funds. Well, that's ludicrous. I look at your situation and select the best funds for you. You can't get that anywhere else. I also show you what are the most important kinds of savings vehicles you should use. Should you be making extra payments on your mortgage, or should you be contributing to an IRA? I give you a hierarchy. And that's all in the investment roadmap. There's no overlap between the two. The Lifetime Financial Planner looks pretty much at all areas other than your investing, and the investment roadmap takes a very specific look at your specific investment situation. No two reports are alike, as I've said, and that's also available at the $120 level. But, Ann, I would bet dollars to donuts. You know, you're far too young to remember the old saying, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, which made a lot of sense when a donut was a nickel. But a donut's about a dollar now, so that makes no sense. But I will wager that, as has happened in the past, the wonderful WOSU listeners are going to think about taking advantage of both.
The combo.
Yes.
The combo, at the combo level, the best deal we're offering this hour is at the $225 level, because you get everything. You get to support public radio, you get Jonathan's book, The New Affluence, and your Lifetime Financial Planner, and your investment roadmap. Three items offered only to public radio listeners like you. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. And I know, Jonathan, from hearing from people afterwards, that a lot of people go for that combo because maybe they have a couple kids. One kid's just getting out of college. The other one's maybe starting a family. They have different needs. They're at different stages in their lives. And the book can be used by everybody in the family. So, you know, it doesn't have to be just for you. You can get these for other people, and you can split up the package.
That's right. And I think about a third of the people do so as a gift for a family member. A few days ago, somebody called up, and they occasionally do, and we're polite. He wanted to buy four of them for all of his family members, and we politely told him that we don't offer them that, and urged him to go to his station and where he could take advantage of them. But they do. Another issue with this, Ann, is that a lot of people who are retired think, well, you know, what's the situation for me?
Yeah.
And almost a third of the people who are filling these out are, in fact, retired. People who have been going through some tough times will receive it, and I'll give you a plan to help you get to better times. So it really doesn't matter. You might think I have no finances to plan. Well, you'll be surprised at what I come up with. And these reports are pretty detailed. I want to mention that to you. But I give you a priority list of my recommendations. The average report has about 60 recommendations. Now, that doesn't mean your situation is a mess. Far from it. But it'll have 60. Some have 80 recommendations. Some have a bit less than 60. And I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. So I give you a priority list. I say these are the most important things to do now. And here are some things that could wait. And I, you know, some of the best mail I get from people who have talked about how happy they are with these is that they're able to work down their list. They're able to, you know, I got the high priority items now, and now we're working down our list. And they're so happy to be able to know they're making progress in their financial lives. One reason, by the way, that the Lifetime Financial Planner is the most popular self-help gift in public television history, and the investment roadmap is the second, is that so many people take advantage of these each year. It's constantly changing. Your situation changes. The economy changes. The mutual funds I recommend change constantly. And this has taken on a life of its own, but I so much support public media that I'm happy to make these exclusive to public media.
Thanks to Lynn and Ostrander for your support of public media. We have about $3,000 to go to reach our goal in just about 25 minutes. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. You know, I'm thinking about those Central Ohio volunteers that are just two walls away from me waiting for your call right now. Real people from Central Ohio who have donated their time. Show them you care, 1-866-897-9678. For that, to make that call, you can also go online to WOSU.org. Your pledge counts online as well toward our goal. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially after the recent economic downturn, he's also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. Call with your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $60 and we'll send you the book, The New Affluence. Make a pledge of $225 and your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for a pledge of $225. It's a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of All Sides, and a great investment in yourself. $225 is less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day. Think about that. And you get a great thank you gift in return. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. I want to get to the calls, but Jonathan, when we're talking about a dollar a day, I think about that, and it makes me think about your ideas about the new affluence. And what do we really value?
Yeah, I mean, there's something I've been working on, and I don't know whether this is going to be another television special or something, but we hear about all these one percenters. And I was thinking about, well, the vilified one percenters, and what I came up with is getting, and particularly younger people, to commit to saving 1% of their income each month. Now that's 12% a year. Now that's a lot, but they can work up to it. And people, getting people to commit to that, that's the new affluence. If you do that regularly, you may end up being one of those vilified one percenters. The other 1% idea is to pay down 1% your debt at the rate of 1% of your income each month. So if you have credit card debt and you make $40,000, say, take 1% of that, which is $400 each month, and pay down your credit card debt. And so I'm trying to take a very positive wrinkle on 1%, and that's part of what's addressed in the new affluence. It's helping people take small steps, just like these reports will help people take small steps to a better financial future. This is how it's done. You know, all of us have challenges, and yet the issue is for those that say, I don't have any finances to plan, I'll give you a plan that will help you. Or you've got a kid who could use a plan, and that's how it's done, and that's why I'm so happy. It's awful lot of work on my part, but I'm so happy to do this because the people have picked up the phone, 866-897-9678, or they've gone onto the web at wosu.org, and they're going to look for a better future. And by the way, I just want to make an aside, Ann. I'm really regretful of this, but I wasn't invited. But my daughter, who's a senior in high school, is in about 3 days is going to be arriving in Columbus and visiting two schools, one of which is the College of Worcester, and the other is Ohio Wesleyan, where she received a wonderful merit scholarship.
Wow.
and she's going to be visiting those schools, and she is excited about going to school in Ohio, which of course is a bastion of wonderful educational institutions.
That's pretty exciting. It means you might be visiting visiting us more often in person.
I'd love to do that.
That would be great.
I'd love to do that.
Dave in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Ann. Appreciate it, and I appreciate your show. I want to thank Jonathan for his support of public radio.
What can I do you for?
I got a question regarding, currently I have a main house that I pulled a personal credit line off of to finance purchasing other houses, and I'm fixing them up. You know, mm-hmm. I got a business, but it's a slow time right now, and that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years. And I was curious, you know, I had, I guess, about 3 years left on my main house mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm looking at maybe taking it out of the personal credit line while the interest rates are where they're at, and, you know, just refinancing the main house to, you know, go back into a 15-year loan to have it all fixed. Is that a
and this would be a cash out refinancing where you're taking cash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What's the status of your houses?
Well, I've got three of them fixed up and rented, and I'm working on a fourth one now.
Okay, and the rents are carrying the properties?
Rents are carrying the properties.
Okay. And you obviously like fixing up houses.
I do.
Yeah, okay. You know, I would guess, how old are you, Dave?
I'm 48.
Okay, I would guess you'll be rich someday if you continue doing this. But you have to be very careful. I've said there are really only three reasons to go into HOC, three and a half. One is to buy a house. Second is to educate your kids. And the third is to make reasonable improvements to your house. And the other half is to buy investment real estate. But the problem is, generally, the numbers don't work. If these properties are carrying themselves and you have a reasonable expectation to rent them, I think this is a wonderful thing to do. Now, that said, a goal should be to pay this property off in 15 years. If you take some cash out to buy other properties, you know, you want to be darn sure you pay it off in 15 years, which happens to be when you're 63, which is probably a pretty good time to be mortgage free. And you'll do okay. Just don't go overboard. You know, that's
okay.
What happened. That's what happened during the Halcyon days. It was Archie Bunker that said Halcyon. I love that line. The Halcyon days of you know, get rich quick with real estate, and those people are suffering, as you know, Dave. But
right.
They seem to be doing it on a reasonable basis. If I'm taking cash out financing on a house where I have 3 years to pay, I wouldn't do more than 50%. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my recommendation. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave will be, in 15 years, and Dave will be a major supporter of public media because he'll be rolling in dough, it sounds like to me.
Thanks to Sally in Columbus. We have less than 20 minutes, fewer than 20 minutes in this hour, and we need to hear from about 20 more listeners to meet our goal. Help us out. 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. PBS Financial Advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. You can only get it now. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for everyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. www.jonathanpond.org. We still have time for calls and emails for Jonathan Pond. You can call 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And we have an email from Lauren. Jonathan, she asks, any advice for college students looking to start building their credit score? I know it's very important to start somewhere, but many credit sources are very wary to loan to young people, especially now.
That's right. Lauren, you may be able to qualify for a fairly low balance standard credit card. That would be the best of all worlds, rather than getting a cosigner, which would probably be your parents, and it's funny how parents suddenly become rather important when it comes to money. But you're on the right track. Try to see if you can get a credit card with a $1,000 balance and charge it and pay it off. The credit card companies don't like people that pay off balances, but you should do that. Again, get into the habit, and you'll start to build up your credit history. Later on, you may be able, although I hope you buy an inexpensive used car, it's quite possible you could qualify for a car loan, but you're going to have a bit of a down payment for it. It's not impossible, Lauren, and you're on the right track. You want to start now while you're in college to the best of your ability. So shop around, find out. If you have a checking account at a bank, which I hope you do, find out about a credit card. Wouldn't be surprised if you get one.
Boy, times have changed, haven't they, Jonathan? Because you remember the days not so long ago when the credit card companies were just lining up, at the colleges and universities, doling them out.
Get a T-shirt, get a
mug.
For a credit card. Yeah, first day of school.
Yeah.
Boy, they have changed. But I do hope everyone will call in. And I do want to mention one other thing, and the people at WOSU are saying, oh, no, how are we going to deal with this? You don't have to worry about it. At any pledge level, at the $60, $120, $225, I'll be happy to give you a free one-year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter. It's the rage these days. Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of people paying upwards of $60 a year for this.
And what's it called?
It's called Pondering.
Okay.
And you have a subscription,
I love that.
And it's fun to read. It's got smart money tips every week. It's got my take on what's going on in the investment markets. You receive that every Monday morning. And what will happen is there'll be a coupon in the book which will give you a source for you to provide us your email address, and we'll get it to you, Ponderings, every week. So that's available at any level, but I want to quickly go through them if I may.
Sure.
$60 and above is my latest book, which Anne said, interestingly mentioned, was revised mm-hmm. in late 2011. So this is the revised edition of The New Affluence, which I'll be happy to sign for whatever that's worth. And at the $120 level, take advantage of two of these wonderful exclusive thank you gifts. One is the Lifetime Financial Planner. Fill out a questionnaire, either on paper or on the web. Send it to me by mail or on the web, and I'll prepare a one-of-a-kind report just for you and send it back to you either by email within a week, or I'll bind it up very nicely with a nice cover and send it to you, and that'll take about 3 weeks. But you'll get them. You'll get them quickly, and that the Lifetime Financial Planner covers all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Also, at the $120 level is the Investment Roadmap, and this takes an in-depth look at your investing, tells you at last how you should diversify your investments, because that's so crucial these days, and that changes all the time. I'll recommend funds specific to your own situation. I'll tell you, whether it's better to do a Roth IRA or a 401k, or is it better to pay down credit card debt, or, I'll give you a plan. I lay it out in a way you can understand. If you don't know anything about investment, I have a little tutorial section that I'll put in the end that'll explain investing to you in short order, so you don't have to worry about figuring out what's going on in the investment markets. And for those of you who can step up to the $225 level, you get both. You get all three items: the new affluence for that's normally $60, the lifetime financial planner $120, investment roadmap $120 separately, but all three for $225.
And
I think that'll be a very popular.
And the monthly online newsletter Ponderings.
Ponderings. Yes.
Something for anyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. It's all about you, but it's also about WOSU and 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. The number 1-866-897-9678. We have just about 10 minutes left and about 17 more calls that we need or web pledges in the next 10 minutes to make our goal. 1-866-897-9678. If you're listening now, listen to this. We need your help. That's how this works. 1-866-897-9678. Paul in Worthington, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hi, Ann, honored guest. I came across something that I didn't understand in reading the other day. It referred to as exchange-traded funds, and I just wonder if you could enlighten me a little bit as to what that mechanism is. Is that like a mutual fund? Or?
That's right, Paul. An exchange-traded fund is typically a fund that you buy on the stock exchange. Just like you would typically buy a stock, but it's the equivalent of a mutual fund, and it is one that typically they've got all these newfangled things out. You know, they call them new and improved. Whenever anything is new and improved, it isn't. But they tend to replicate an index, a particular index of. The Standard & Poor's 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Russell 2000 small cap stocks.
Okay. Now,
and I think that the exchange traded funds are going to eclipse the traditional mutual fund. They're headed in that direction simply because most mutual funds can't even replicate the indexes that they are designed to replicate. The exchange-traded fund, by definition, replicates the index, no better or no worse. So I think exchange-traded funds should play an important role in people's portfolios. I personally have about 70% of whatever I have left after all the tuition for three kids. And they're a great way to buy. You can get a equivalent of an exchange traded fund in a mutual fund, which is called an index fund. They have very low expenses. I can't say enough about them. As a matter of fact, Paul, in recognition of how important they are, the mutual funds that I recommend in the investment roadmap, not only do I recommend the traditional mutual fund, but I also recommend the best exchange traded funds. So.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the question.
Thanks, Paul. We just have a few minutes left with Jonathan Pond. If you have a question or comment for him, you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also call us at 614-292-8513. I want to thank our listeners out there who have shown their support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher, Robert in Columbus, Sue in Dublin, thank you so much, and also Donna in Newark. Thanks for your help supporting WOSU and 89.7 NPR News and All Sides. We really, really appreciate it. One thing, Jonathan, I know from talking to you all these years now that you prefer people spend their money instead of worrying about leaving it behind for their heirs.
That's right.
Right. But some folks will no matter what. And in some cases, they want to pass along some cash right now to help their unemployed and struggling children.
Yep.
You know, is there a way to do that with larger sums of money without getting whacked by taxes on either end?
Yeah, there's the so-called annual gift exclusion, which allows you, and remember, and because some people, let me put it this way. You don't help kids if you can't afford it, other than in a small way, because you just don't want to sacrifice it and perhaps enable them. I see that all too often, where these kids are being enabled and suddenly they stop looking for a job if they're between jobs. But that said, if you have the money, I have really changed my opinion on this to the extent that if you can make annual gifts, do so. And one of the reasons, Ann, is that we're living so darn long that, God willing, your kids might not receive an inheritance until they are about to go into a nursing home. So they can certainly benefit from your largesse. You can give up to $13,000 a year without having to file any tax returns. You don't get a deduction for it, but the children don't have to list it as income on their tax returns, and that's called the annual gift. And you can do that for anybody, I guess including Ann and me. but you can do it for anybody. And if you're a couple, you can, and you've got one child, you could each give $13,000 per year to that child without having to file a gift tax return. You can do more, but it gets a little more complicated from a tax standpoint. Nevertheless, if you can afford it, you know what I do with my kids, the older two who are working, I give them money to contribute to a Roth IRA. I can't afford the 13, but I can afford $5,000 to give them a Roth IRA, which, eventually they'll, 60 years from now, they'll appreciate that I helped them with this. My wife and I helped them. But any little bit you can do will be helpful. But again, look at your own situation first, because the money isn't going to come back. That's for sure. It's a one-way trip on that money.
Thanks to Terry in Dublin. 9 more calls or clicks. Go online to WOSU.org. We need 9 more calls or clicks in the next 5 minutes. To make our goal.
And I would guess that people are going to be very attracted to the combo, which is the book, both planners. There's no overlap between them. I'm often asked, is there a deadline?
Nope.
No, there's not a deadline. People have sometimes taken years to fill out their questionnaires, which are completely confidential. I'm not going to follow up or give your name to anybody. If I did, I wouldn't be on the air right now, and deservedly so. And you can, but the deadline is like 3 or 4 minutes away,
which you can get
the opportunity. Yeah,
right. Yeah, you can get one of the planners and hang on to it until you want to give it as a gift to one of your kids when they're graduating from college or something like that. 1-866-897-9678. We have just about a little over 3 minutes now. Make the call right now.
I should also mention, Ann, a lot of people think I'm crazy making these expressly for public media, but I think about what an important community resource in your community, WOSU, is, and how accessible it is to everybody in the community. It's an educational resource that is for all ages, all financial circumstances, and I just love the long form of NPR. I just love it, and it's deserving your support. Part of what I like to talk about, I think, as far as investing, dividend-paying stocks right now, and your investment roadmap report will have a couple of really outstanding dividend-paying exchange-traded funds. But you get dividends every day of the year from your investment, modest investment in WOSU. So please call right now if you can, 866-897-9678. Do whatever level is good for you.
Whatever you can afford. Is we appreciate it, because it's also a vote of confidence for us. If you can't afford even the $60, whatever you can afford, we appreciate. We know it's hard times for some people. And if you can afford a little more right now, times aren't so hard for you, if you're doing a little bit better than the rest of the economic, the economic news would suggest, then maybe you can help us out by picking up the slack for somebody else. 1-866-897-9678. We need just 6 more calls, thanks to Lawrence and Kimberly in Dublin. Just 6 more calls or clicks. Go online right now to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678 is the number to call. Jonathan Pond, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, Ann. It's a delight always. You've got such great supporters there.
We do. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your pledge right now. We know that pledge time sometimes is a hard time to listen to the radio, but personally, I'm not ashamed to ask you to help your public radio station. Just think about what it means to you. What if it went away? Like maybe you had to get rid of a premium channel. What if it went away? What would it be worth to you to bring it back? 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you for your support. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Marburn Academy, a forward-thinking school for ADHD and dyslexic students, inviting you to an admission open house Sunday, January 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. More information at marburnacademy.org.